Vayter Shas. We are in Bava Metzia, Daf Zayin, picking up on the top of the page, third line, Amar Lay. We're continuing on with the discussion that we had just yesterday. Zok to Gemara, Amar Lay, Rav Achami, Diftu, Ravina. Came and he said, my Sfekos. What does it mean when it says Sfekos? That is, Rashi points out that we said that Hasfekos Nechnasim Ladir Lesaser, animals that are Mesur, we're not sure exactly what they are, they go into the pen in order to get to Meiser Behemoth, to be counted as part of Meiser Behemoth. So now we want to know, Meiser Behemoth, what does that mean? Elim is something Bechor, so you're not sure if it's a Bechor or not. Yeah, Kodesh HaMechmada. It says that it will become Kodesh by doing this Meiser. So Velo Shekvar Kodesh, I thought it was already was Kodesh. Ela Safik Pidyon Petach Hamor. We're talking about the case of Safik Pidyon Petach Hamor. That is, that you have a Hamor, has a baby. We're not sure if it's the first baby of it, and then so it's a Safik of a Petach Hamor. And then that is then redeemed onto a lamb, a little lamb shele. And that's what we're dealing with over here. Ukid derav Nachman, and this type of thing, this tle, Rashi says, shehufer shal safik petach hamor, shafilu petach hamor vaday ein batla zeh, ein batla zeh, pidyon mishum kedusha. It doesn't have... If a Yid, a Yisrael, he has in his possessions 10 Safik Pitri Chamor inside of his home, Mafresh Aleim Asarash Sayin, he can Mafresh 10 Shepsel on them, like set, you know, lambs for them, for to redeem them, Asir and Vehin Shalom, and he can do Maaser with them, then I consider Kadosh, and they're his, because like we said yesterday, this is a Suffolk now, and they're in the hands of the Israel, and Hamotzi Mechaver Olivaraya, the Kohen, is trying to get it out of his hands. So I was going, Mayavi Allah the Masusa, what exactly was Halacha when it came to the Masusa, to the bathhouse, when yesterday someone of them was macked to shit, what's Halacha? Toshima, Tam Rav Chibar Avin, Hava Uvda Bey Rav Chista, Rav Chista Bey Rav Huna, this case came from Rav Chista, and Rav Chista brought it from Rav Huna, Pashtim Hedra Rav Nachman, the answer from Rav Nachman said, Kol Mamon Shein Yochel Lotzir B'dayanim, any property that you're not, the one who's claiming it, isn't able to get it out through going to court, Hekadishu Enu Kadosh, if he's macked to shit, it doesn't work. It's not mukdash. So therefore, in the case of the bath also, it's postured over here that the one who's being maktashit didn't have the ability to go and take it out through court, and therefore it's not, the mukdash doesn't work. It says the Gemara, but hold on a second. But to me, as Rashi says, you mean to tell me that if he could be taken out of his hands in court, and it's going to be, if he's mocked this shit, then it's going to be kadosh, even though he didn't yet do it? Vamar Rav Yochanan, he said, Gazel v'nosyashu abaylam, and someone goes and stole from somebody, I steal from somebody, and the other one didn't give up hope yet, shneimim yichom laktisha, both of them are not able to be mocked this shit. Zelefi sheno shalo, I can't do it because it's not mine, v'zelefi sheno b'rishus, the other one can't do it because it's not in his rishus. So, that's something which could come out in court, if I brought you to court, but it says that it's not going to work at this particular moment because it's not in your hands. So how are you going to deal with Rav Huna that says that to own the bath to be able to be makdashit, even if it's not in his possession? And for the Gemara, me suffered by mesusa metaltalin skin. You thought we're talking about a mesusa metaltalin? A bath that's like a bath that you let it pick and move, like a bathtub? Mesusa mekarkoi skin. We're dealing with one which is karka. It says... Murray Kaima. It's always the karka and exels. It's always in the rishus of the owner because again, it's still got stolen. Vis shapir pashitna meha di havale raya Allah hekdesh hekdesh. And therefore, we learn from here that if he had the raya that it belongs to him, being makdesh is going to be makdesh. It says as back in the Gemara, the chiyachol tziyah b'leyanim rishus akaimi. If he can take it out of the hands, if the with the yom that is considered as rishus. Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Maravu coming to Rav Abu. He comes and he brings a Bnei Rav Bar Maravu. Rashi says this: Meretz Yisrael has come from Eretz Yisrael, and he brought a brisa. Shnayim Adukim Betalis. You have two people that are holding on to a talis. What do we do? Zeno Tanal Makom Shiel Damagas. So you and I are standing opposite each other and holding this long talis. You take as much as your hand can go. And this one, you take as much as your hand goes. In the middle part, they go and they split equally. Rabbi Avo, he pointed up towards the heavens, towards Shemayim. Rashi says, and he says, Ube Shavua. That's only if you're done with a Shavua, then it's going to actually, you can do it. In fact, but our Mishnah, it says that only that they split it between themselves. What are we talking about over there? Right, they're holding on to it with their hands. The Mishnah is talking about where they're holding on to the fringes. It's the ends of the edge of the actual talus over here, and they themselves are not valuable, but they're part of it. So someone hold on to it. It's like it's holding on to it. To the talus itself. Says Gemara, I remember Misharsha, Shema Minoah, Kum Techois, what do we learn from here? Hai Sudra, when you're dealing with the Sudra, Rashi says, Shalkone, Shalkone Bokinyan, when you're doing a Kinyan Chalipin, Kevin the toughest be Shalosh and Shalosh. Once one guy grabs Shalosh and Shalosh, 3x3 fingers on it, Karina Be Vanasa Lamea, it's considered Vanasa Lamea, which the Pasuk which is found in Rus, which teaches us the whole din of Chalipin, the command of Pasuk Dami, because it's like, it's like separate from it. It's like it was cut off from the rest of the Sudr, Vikani, and therefore, and now it was already Kone. Says Rashi, the command can pasuk dami, Vikanya mikne, mecher niknebo, little kech, it's done. Vinafka nekot shalosh shalosh, it's got to be 3x3 etzpos, the klibar yinon. It's got to be a kli, the chsev na'alo, his shoe. Vabatzer mishalosh etzpos, lav beged hu. And unless that's not considered a beged, because the ashkan got be tumma, like we find by tumma, it's got to be at least that. In fact, the Gemara, Maish told me the Rav Chisda, what is this any different than Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda said, if a guy's getting divorced from his wife, and get biyado, umishicha biyado, let's say he's getting her hand, Rashi says, shenas nula, umishicha, shakasha ba biyado, is a piece of rope that's tied from it to his hand, imiyish kachbo, so chuchiyachal linatko, leget biyado, leviyatzlo, back in the Gemara, so if you're able to pull the string and whoop, it gets into his possession, ain't egregious and not considered divorce, says Rashi. Alma lav nesina, it's not considered nesina. But if it's not strong enough to do it, egregious, and she is considered divorced. Says now the question over here is, this kind of goes against what we just said, that whatever's in the person's hand is considered like it's already given to them. Says, well, no, that's a different case, because Hassam Croesus Bainan, it's got to be Croesus, complete separation, Valeka, we don't have that. Hachan Nesina Bainan, here we just need a Nesina giving, Vahaika, and we are under, at this particular moment, there was a Nesina that happened, therefore it's good. Amarava, imay se talus mus have a scholkin. Let's say the talus is made out of gold. It's made out of thread of gold. Then it's split. Pshit is going obviously. Lo tzvicha de koy dava b'mitzah. We're talking about a case where the gold, the strip of gold, is right through the middle, right in the middle. Hanami pshita. Okay, is that obvious? It's also obvious that they split it equally. Lo tzvicha de mikrav legabe dechad. It's talking about a case where it's like we're holding on to either side, and it's in the middle, but not right in the middle. It's closer to me or closer to you. And Mao the Tim, you would have thought the Amr Lay that the one fighting could see the other guy. Plug Hachi, that split it this way, by the, like parallel from this from where we're holding it. And then only one gets the strip. Kamash Malon, Da Amalei comes to teach you. No, my chaz is the Palakachi. Why would you cut it that way? Palakachi, do it this way, which is perpendicular. And there, therefore, we split it. Tanu Rabbanan. Shtaima Dukim Ishtar. Let's say you have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven lends Shimon $1 million. So Shimon writes to the Shtar saying, I owe you $1 million. So now we know he holds on to that Shtar until he pays him back. Then he goes and he gives him the Shtar back and then they move on with their lives. What happens if Shtar and Dukum Shtar, both of them are holding on to it? Malva Omer Shalihu. The Malva, the one who lent them, when he said, hey, it's mine. V'nafu mimeni matzasif. He says, and it fell for me, and now I found it, and he sells me the money. It's true, it was yours, but I paid it back to you. Rashi says, and I returned the money to you, but now this just, and it fell for me. What to do is they have to figure out who, through the signature, the signers on the shtar, who it is, and then they go ahead, and now the guy who borrowed the money, sorry man, you're stuck, you gotta pay. Divrei Rabbi, Rezak is like Rabbi, Vishim Gamliel Omer, Yachloku, no, you split it, you split the money. Now, let's say the shtar fell into the hands of a dayan. Then, lo yotzio olamis, the money can't be gotten from him. You can never take it out of the hands of that judge. Lo yisio lamas. Rabbi Yossi Omer says, harehu b'cheskaso. He says, no, this shtar retains its status. It's a good shtar. And the creditor can go use it, to get the money. And you give it to him. It says the Gemara, Omer, ma'ar yiskay mishtar b'chosam of, right, when we said the idea that you go ahead and you got to check out who the ones who, the figure out the, authenticate the document, V'gavi le malve kule. V'gavi le malve kule. What do you mean that the malve, the creditor, can they collect the entire amount that's in the shtar? That's just bitumia. V'les le masnis in shtaim oxen. What do you mean? We don't hold of the idea of shtaim oxen. Two people are holding over here, right? I don't understand. Why is it that we're saying over here the entire money goes to him? Let it be that they go and they split it. They came in both holding the shtar over here. What is going on over here? Says Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Bimekuyam Divrei HaKol. In reference to a document which is Mekuyam, it's a certified document, it's good. Everyone's masking Rabbi and Shimon Gamliel that they're going to go and divide it, like the Mishnah says, Keep Ligi, Vishayna Mekuyam. We're dealing with one that is not certified, an uncertified document. Rabbi Savar, Moda Mishtar Shiksovo, Tzarech Lekaimo, V'imekayim Le Polig, V'ilo Mekayim Le Lo Polig. Rabbi is of the opinion that if you have a guy who owes the money and he says, yeah, he wrote up a shtar over here, still the malve has to have it, the one who lent it, the creditor, has to have it certified, verified in order to go and get anything. V'mekayim le'palik. And therefore, if he goes ahead and he does mekayim it, so then they go and they split it, and that goes according to what the Mishnah said. V'lo mekayim le'palik. But if he doesn't mekayim it, then he'll split it, he doesn't get.
He gets no cash over there. Now, my time, what's got it? Even if he authenticates it, still he has to have it. Even if the lovis says, yeah, it's true, it's still the malvis that we let it certified.
Chaspad Ba'almahu. So because if it's not really certified, this is just a piece of pottery over here. You can't use it to collect the debt until you authenticate it. Man komash v'lei l'hai shtara loveh. Who's the one who's going to say that this document, it's not certified, is a good document? It's the lova, the one who owns the money, when he says, yeah, it's true, haka amar de priya. But in Rebbe's case over here, he comes and he says, it was already paid up. And since he says it's not good anymore, he's not able to go and collect from it. Now, if a lova is maskim that he wrote the pshtar, then the malve doesn't have to have it certified before he gets to collecting. And even though he doesn't have it certified, yachloku, they go ahead and they split it. Now, the Gemara says, nafali adayin lo yotze olame. So if it falls into the hands of a dayin, of a judge, so then you're not able to get it ever. Beep, turn the page. Zion of the base. Like, what is going on? What are you talking about? What's the difference if this goes in the hand of a dying, of the regular person? Right? Since we're not able to figure out who was it lost it, then even a regular person holds on to it until Eliyahu Anavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi, Eliyahu, Eliyahu HaGiladi, says Rashi, like, Maishtali HaDayan Me'ish Acher. What's the difference if it's a Dayan or if it's someone else that it falls in the hand of? So says the Gemara, no, Amarava, Hachar, what does he mean to say? The acher shamatzah shtar shenafli adayin. If another person, meaning a third party, it's not the malva, not the lova, but he found something, this document, the shtar, that was at one point in the hands of a judge. Rashi says, "Hachamar she'enu lo lova v'lo malva shamatzah shtar shenafol kvar liad adayin umay niu hach nefila dechsiv be henpik." Well, back in the Gemara, V'achar shamotzeh mishtar shenafli adayin v'hechidami, what are we talking about? The kasa behempik. It means this judge wrote out a hempik, lo yotzi olamis. In such a case, this document is found, is never able to be getting from it, to be got taken from it. Used to collect. Hempik means that a judge verified and certified, and this is judge certified. And we don't have to say in a case where it was low custom behempic that if it was never certified, then we'll find they can't give it back to the malve. Because we can just say he wrote that he's going to lend it to him, but he never actually lent it to him. So you can't give it to that. Even if you give a hempic, which is certified and all that, you still can't give it. Lo yachsir. You're not allowed to go ahead and return it to Hashina LePeron because we're worried maybe it was already paid back, and then the guy who was the Love ended up dropping it. Rosh Hashema MS Toin Halove Sheparu, maybe really already paid it up. Now, V'Rabbi Yossi Omer, Harei Ubcheskasa. Rabbi Yossi says it is in its chazaka. V'lo chashin leperon. We don't say that it's probably paid up already. And therefore, you would return it. Rashi says deman demahadri leshtar perua la'alter zayir be'lekar. He rips it up immediately. V'lo mashia doesn't hold on to it anymore. Says Gemara v'lo torben roshi v'lo chayish Rabbi Yossi leperon. He's not worried by the fact that he's already paid up. V'atani moment in a brisa matzah shtak suba b'shok. You find a shtak suba in the shuk b'zman shah bal modeh. If the husband says that the ksuba is not yet paid, yaksa lish, you give it back to the woman. Ain't about mode, if he's not mode, then lo yaksa lo lozev lozev. You don't give it to him, you don't give it to her. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Oda Tachas Baila, if she's still under her husband, meaning they're still married when you find it, yaksa lisha, you give it back to the wife. This armlo nisgarsha, but if she was, if the husband died or if they got divorced, lo yaksa lo lozev lozev, you don't give it back to either one of them. Now, if Yossi's din over here is proving that he's worried about that it was paid, which goes back to what he said earlier. Says Gemara Eifach. Okay, just switch it around. That which of Yossi and the Chachamim said, and Nuf, we say it like this: Nufal Yad Dayin Lo Yitzio Alam. It's the first names of the Dayin. Don't give back at all. Rabbi Yossi, that's Rabbi Yossi. So it's in the Chazaka. So both Rises are going to be masking the Kuntur Rabbi Yossi. We're worried about that it's paid back or not. If that's really true, the Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, you're flipping the Kasha Durabanan Durabanan. Now we have a Kasha Durabanan, the first Brisa, that a found Shtar is still considered good. Goes against the second one that says that you're not going to return it. Says the Gemara that in the second brisa, shtark suba, the brisa that's talking about the ksuba, kula Rabbi Yossi. It, the whole thing is Rabbi Yossi. V'chasur mechasur. It's really a chasur mechasur. That's what it means to say. Ein abal moda, if the husband does not mask him, if he's not saying that the ksuba, if the husband does not mask him that it's not paid yet, then it's, that it's, if he, in other words, maybe he's saying that it's already paid. Then in such a case, lo yaksir, lo lezev, lo lezev, you don't return to either one. But what are we talking about? Shinis armala, o shinis garisha. It's talking about a case where she became a widow or they got divorced at the time they found it. If oda tachas bailef, she's still under her husband, they were still married, then yaksir isha, you go back to the wife. Rabbi Yossi Omer, oda tachas bailef, yaksir isha. While still under the wife, you give the husband, you give it to the wife. Nis armala, nis garisha, lo yaksir, lo lezev, lo lezev, you don't give it to either one of them. Now, they didn't say the Chachamim at all, so therefore there's no stira going on at all. Everything's good and dandy. Papa Amar Li Olam Lo Tepach. Her papa says, really, that you don't switch it around. Rav Yossi is saying that really, if you go and you find the shtar, that of, you know, shtar chov, that we're not worried about the payment. And this doesn't go against the other one in the second brayso. So why? Because Rabbi Yossi ledivreim the rabbanan kamerlu. He was saying in the words of the rabbi of the rabbanan. What was he saying? Lididi according to me, I feel in a sarmon as garshu. Even in the case where the woman became an almana or she became divorced when a ksuba was found, nami luchashin leperon. We're still not worried about it getting paid. Rabbi Yossi is masking that the fact that there's a ksuba is assuming that it was never paid yet. So if he can return it to her, lididchu. But according to you guys that were worried about the fact that maybe it was already paid out, odulimias, at least we mask him, but odutachas baila, if she's still under her husband's jurisdiction, the yachselish, she give it back to him, the la baspiron, that she wasn't yet paid back. So why is it the chacham are going to say that they have to hold on to the ksuba unless the husband is masking the ksuba is not yet paid? V'amar the rabbanan say back, emor tsrari atfasa, maybe the husband were already left over something that were really paid it up, some bundles. Rashi says, "Maos tsraris, bundles that are bundled up cash." Oksafim masala liyichud ksubasa kishinasa ola achemikan shelo yatrichu yarshim im tisalman. He already left these bundles of stuff with the woman and leaving it as this like pikadon as a payment for the ksuba, so that the kids don't have to deal with it. So if the husband says to the one who found it and says, no, don't give it to the wife, then he has to hold on to it. Now we give another answer, is how we answer up the Chachamim Stira, Chachamim Chachamim, after we go and we do Eifach. Ravina Amalilam Eifach Kamaisa. He says you should switch the statements of Yossi and the Chachamim in the first Braisa. So the Chachamim are not worried about the payment. But the time of the Rabbanan Hacha, the reason of the Chachamim here in the second Brisa who say that the fine is to hold on to it is because Mishum Tachashin L'Shtei Ksubas are worried about the fact that the husband might have two Ksubas in order that the woman not rip off the husband.
That is the lost one. The husband wrote another one.
Now they find both of them is going to mess over the husband. The Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, why does he say that you can return the ksuba to the wife? The sixth ksuba so chais. He says, nah, we're not worried about the fact that he's going to have two ksubas. Don't go so far. Taking it one step back, we saw in Zion and Aleph that we saw this machloikas. If these two people holding on to a document, a shtar chov, that is not certified, and each one says, you know, the malv and the loven, each one says, theirs. Rabbi says that the Malveh can't get anything, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that they divide it. Let's look at Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Now, Amar Belazar, Machlokes, when Rabbi Shimon's speaking out, is Bishnei Maduke Metofes. He's only talking about a case where both of them, the Malveh and the Lover, are holding on to it, Mushnei Batoref, or the Torif. The Torif and the Tofes are as follows. Tofes is talking about the rest of the document's text. The Torif is talking about just the very beginning of it that goes through the date and the names of the people there and what's going on. So, Shneim B'Torif. So, when we say over here, Machlokes, again, Amar B'Lazar, Machlokes, Kibishneim, Adukim, and Tofes. Both of them are holding on to the Tofes, which is like all the text that's going on over there. All right, but we're taking with the Torif, Shneim B'Torif. Ah, let's try that again. Machlokes b'shneim adukim b'tofes or shneim b'toref. If you have both of them holding on to the tofes or they're both holding to the toref. Aval, but echad aduk b'tofes. If one of them is holding on to the tofes and v'echad aduk b'toref zenot the tofes, this one takes the tofes, zenot the toref, this one takes the toref. Each one gets the part that they are holding on to. Rav Yochanan says, Cholkin, Leolam Cholkin. We go ahead and we split it up. Frak the Gemara of Yochan, you tell me you split it? I feel like I'll do betov, echad betov, echad betov, if a time went to the Brisa, zen otan al makom shadu magas. So this one goes to the place where his hand is reaching. This one where his hand is reaching, which seems to be say that they only get the stuff that they're holding on to, which goes like a Lazar and doesn't go like a Yochanan. Says, Amara, lo tzricha dekai torev bay mitzi. Oh, you know what this is talking about? When the Torif is right in the middle, no one is going and holding on to that particular part. Only in that case are they going to divide it. But in the Braisa, where each one is holding on to a different part of it, the Rav Yochanan is going to be masking the Rav so that each one gets the part of what he's holding on to. Ihachi, frekti gemara, mai lameimra. If nobody's holding on to the essence of the shtar, then of course they're going to go ahead and they're going to have to go and split it. Lo tzricha, the makarv legabe dechad. We're talking about a case where the essence is closer to one of them than the other. Both of them are holding on to the parts of the shtar, but the torah is closer to one than the other. Mao de tema, you may have thought that amalei plog hachi, that you can go and say that you'll cut it this way, so that the shtar, the entire part, will come to me. Kamash bilan, come say the amalei, my chazit the plog hachi. Why do you say you could cut it that way? Plog hachi, do it the other way, and that each one of us are going to get it equally. Says the Gemara, Amar le Rav Achmi Difti le Ravina, Rav Achmi Difti said to Ravina, le Rabbi Elazar, Damar Zeno Totofes, Zeno Totoref, Lama le, V'chi Lotzer Apitz Lochio Sutzarech. You're going to give a part of it to the debtor? Like, what is he going to use it for? He needs V'chi Lotzer Apitz Lochio, he has to wrap it over the opening of his barrel? What exactly is he going to do with it? Amar le, he says to him, Lidme. What do you mean? It goes according to the value. In other words, Elazar wasn't saying that you rip it up and rip it in two and give each one thing, but we allow the creditor to collect the value of his section and the debtor to keep the value of his. Damar Hachi, we say the following: Shtar de Isbe Zman, a shtar that has a zman, a date on it, which is aka the Toref, Kama Shavi, how much it's worth, the Lesbe Zman. And when there's no date, Kamashavi, how much is it worth? Bishtaru, put that up. Again, so Bishtaru, the Isbe Zman Gavim Mishabde, V'idach Lo Gavim Mishabde, Yoiv Leher, the Beine Beine. So essentially, what he says like this, Ravina is saying the Shtar is split up according to the value that the one holding the essence of it can say that a document that has the date, a.k.a. the Torah,
one that has no date, the Tofes, and how much it's worth.
You put that up with a document that has a date, one can collect from Meshabdim, in the Chasim Meshubadim, that is that land owned by a debtor at the time that the sale happened, but he could sell, that he sold to a third party, that gets stuck over there, he can go and collect it from the third party. But with the other document, with one that doesn't have a date, then lo gabi mishabim, you're not able to go get it from mishubadim. So obviously, kumtuchoisen, that the shtar's essence, which is dated with more than the one that's not. Yaliv lei hechta beni beni. So therefore, whoever holds the shtar's, the form of it, has to give the difference in its value and that of the actual, and that of the essence. Says the Gemara. Stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.